I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order, January the 14th, 2025. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congressman Keane?
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Chair Bighorst?
Present. We have a quorum. Next on our agenda would be prayer. Congressman Hamilton, would you render a prayer?
Yes. Name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I am Dr. Wakanda, Wakanda Energy. Father, we ask you to be in our heart and minds as we come together under wonder one people under your watchful word. Please be with the family and homes who are represented here. Please be with the family who are dealing with mourning and sickness. Please lay your comforting healing hands upon them. Please be with our men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these things I ask your precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, Son, and Spirit.
Thank you, sir. Next would be approval of minutes.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes dated November 18th, 2024.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed? Motion passes. Next on our agenda would be the Tobacco Compact, and we have an executive session scheduled for this Tobacco Compact. In a executive and council, who do you want to have in this executive session? Who needs to step out? Where's Wilson? Okay. Mr. Pipestem, if you wouldn't mind restating what you just stated and use your microphone.
Here we go. So what we would recommend is, well, just take a step back. We're in the middle of negotiations with Governor Stitt and his legal counsel over tobacco taxes and other issues. So we want to be able to talk about the negotiations, where we've been, where we think it's going, but also why this extension is important, so we can continue negotiations and continue basically the status quo of where we are as far as the compact is concerned. So I know that as far as having these discussions in executive session. We believe that's entirely appropriate here because the nature of that negotiation. We've also agreed with the governor's office that we will communicate with each other about keeping the confidentiality of negotiations. As you may have seen with in other circumstances, the governor and the Cherokee Nation chief had very public back and forth, and we're trying to avoid that. So we think that's a better and more productive environment to get to a good solution. So we would recommend the tax commission, who's been central in the negotiations, certainly the elected leadership. I know Morgan's here from the AG's office, but and the chief and anyone from his office, but and then whoever, you know, the Congress and legal counsel, Trey Gill, whoever you think is appropriate there. But I think it needs to remain, you know, government officials.
Thank you, sir. Okay, committee, we would need a motion for executive session. And then would
Chair?
Congressman King?
I guess the decision is, do we want to allow the smoke shop owners to be in on the executive session as well? That's your call, Chair.
Well, I believe the council just stated that we need to talk without them first. So I'm gonna adhere to his wishes. And
Chairman, I do think it's appropriate that smoke shop owners have a stake in what's going on, but this is not the right time for that discussion. This is a nation-to-government negotiation going on. Certainly, they're important constituents with interests here, but that discussion, it should be for a different occasion. That'd be our recommendation.
Okay, committee. Is there a motion for executive session?
Motion to enter executive session.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed? Hearing none, we will go into executive session, and we'll ask those that were not mentioned to step out. And I apologize, but executive sessions and those discussions are very private.